are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Karen.
Hello there, I'm Alexa.
Hey, I'm Abby.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Hallie.
Hey, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high. I will praise the Lord. Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name.
Worthy of praise.
I will praise Him as long as I live.
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high. I will praise the Lord. Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high. I will praise the Lord.
From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise. When I consider your heavens,
the work of your fingers,
the moon and stars which you have set in place.
What is man that you are mindful of him?
The son of man that you care for him.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord.
We heard verses from Psalm 8 in the song you just heard.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
God placed the moon and the stars in the heavens.
God created the earth and all creation.
Everywhere you look, you can see the work of His hands.
All through the book of Psalms, we can read about God's mighty works.
Psalms 104 says, God makes grass grow for the cattle,
and plants for man to cultivate, bringing forth food from the earth.
The moon marks off the seasons,
and the sun knows when to go down. In wisdom, they made them all.
The earth is full of God's creatures.
Psalm 147 says, God determines the number of the stars,
and calls them each by name.
He covers the sky with clouds.
He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills.
God created the heavens and the earth, and He sustains it all. That means He keeps everything going. He takes care of it all. So, what are some of the things that you notice when you look around and you see God's wonderful creation? What kind of things do you notice, Carolyn?
Flowers.
Flowers, uh-huh. Especially in the springtime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hallie?
Mountains.
Yeah.
Fish. It's kind of weird how they can swim so fast, even though sometimes they're really small.
Yeah.
All the colors in God's creation.
It's amazing, all the different colors.
Ladybugs.
Mm-hmm. The way God has designed them, they're all different. Why do you think God gave the octopus 8 arms and he only gave you 2? Would you like to have 8 arms?
I think I might know why.
Okay, tell us, Sam.
Because octopus swim with their arms, and if they only had 2, they wouldn't swim as fast.
Yeah, wow, that's a good point. God has designed everything so beautifully and perfectly and wonderfully.
He thinks of every little detail.
Each wing of a butterfly is different.
No 2 snowflakes are alike.
Each flower, each tiny little petal was created by God our Father.
His work is amazing!
God created the heavens and earth, and all was dark as the night. And the Spirit of God came over the earth, as he said, let there be light.
Oh, the wonder of his work, the mighty wonders of. Oh, the wonder of his work, the mighty wonders of.
Of God's work.
In the midst of the waters under the heavens, God created the land. And the plants and the trees bearing fruits and seeds were made by his mighty hand.
Oh, the wonder of his work, the mighty wonders of. Oh, the wonder of his work, the mighty wonders of.
Of God's work.
He created and blessed all creatures from land, sea, and sky. And he told them, be fruitful, go out and multiply. And in his image he made woman and man to care for all his creation. That was the plan.
How does that make you feel that the God who created the heavens and the earth created you and he'll take care of you? How does it make you feel, Luke?
Blessed.
It sure should. Yes, it certainly makes us feel blessed.
Relieved.
Relieved that you don't have to do anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
God takes care of it all. Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel like comforting.
Okay. How?
Amazed.
His ways and the way he does things is so beyond what we can even understand, and yet he takes care of us. He knows the number of hairs on our heads. He knows our fears, and he knows our joy, and he knows us intimately.
And God showed his love and power by sending his only son, Jesus, to our world.
God sent Jesus to teach us and show us the way.
God wants us to be like Jesus.
When we think of all that he has done for us, it makes us want to shout for joy.
Psalm 100 says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Shout for Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Worship the Lord with gladness. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us and we're his people. Worship the Lord with gladness. Worship the Lord with gladness.
Sing praise.
Sing praise. Sing praise. Hands. When I praise the Lord, I want to sing.
Hallelujah.
And when I praise the Lord, I want to jump, 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 jump. And when I praise the Lord, I want to shout, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Sing praise.
Oh.
Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs.
Know that the Lord is God.
It is He who made us, and we are His.
We are His people, the sheep of His pasture.
Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise.
Give thanks to Him and praise His name.
For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever.
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for creating our beautiful world.
Thank you for creating us and blessing us.
Thank you for taking care of us.
But most of all, Father, thank you for sending Jesus into our world to teach us and save us.
You are amazing, and we love you and give you praise.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Our email address is Karen@KarenandKids.com.
Karen and Kids is a nonprofit ministry
dedicated to teaching kids about Jesus.
So, share this lesson with someone you know.
Tell them about Jesus.
Tell them that God loves them and has created this beautiful world for us to live in.
Take some time this week and look around at the wonderful world God our Father has created. And think about all of the details, the delicate balance of His creation. And remember,
it's all from God's hands.
His work is amazing. His power is amazing.
His love is amazing.
Thank Him and praise Him. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.